You're listening to Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret. It's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCollum with a story about the aftermath of gun violence.
It's been more than two decades since Deborah Gillespie of Milwaukee lost her son, Kirk Patrick Bickham Jr.
He was 22 years old, and he was a loving son and brother to my daughter, his sister.
But one night in 2003, a gunman killed him and two others outside a Milwaukee bar. Gillespie has since joined and started local advocacy efforts to change gun laws and share violence survivors' stories. Months ago, she traveled to the Fox Lake Correctional Institution to meet Ja'Kai Marion, the man who killed her son. WPR's Jonah Balekas brings us more on what that experience was like for her.
You know, when I met Ja'Kai, I could have met him earlier, shortly after Kirk Jr. was murdered, but I wasn't ready. I'm glad I didn't do it. But in December, this past December, I drove to Fox Lake to meet him, and I'm glad I did. When he came into the room, he was crying. And he was crying so bad, I got up and hugged him because I felt bad for him. I went to see him in hopes to get answers as to what happened and why. I also wanted to have totally forgiven him too, because I think that's important. Whenever you hold any animosity against someone, to be able to let it go is so much more freeing for you as opposed to the other person. You're no longer weighed with that negative feeling anymore. You're freed. Whatever little bit of anything that I had was freed. But I didn't realize that just talking to him would drain me so much. When it was all over with, the ride home was, it was a struggle to drive back home. I didn't realize that meeting and spending time with Ja'Kai, it felt like it drained all of my energy. And I'm sure a professional could probably tell us what that was, but, you know, maybe, I don't know what it was, but the drive home was, it was really hard. And as soon as I got home, I crashed. I think I've came full circle. I've buried my son, well, in my case, put him to rest. The person who murdered him was captured. I've met him, I've talked to him. I feel like I've had a full circle moment. My advice is, if you've lost anyone, is to acknowledge the pain, acknowledge the loss, find someone to talk to. If you're drawn or called to do something, do it. And don't be afraid to talk about the loved one that you lost. Do it as often as you need to.
That was Deborah Gillespie of Milwaukee. She talked with WPR's Jonah Balekas about the loss of her son, Kirk Patrick Bickham Jr. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook and Instagram. I'm Maureen McCollum.
This is Wisconsin Today.